Let's Do This, coming up on Which Way Is Life, episode number 19. My guest today, Allison Carman. Learn how living a life of maybe can stop worrying and negative thoughts in their tracks. How maybe can get you into the moment, and why we need to embrace uncertainty with author Allison Carman. That's coming up. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com. Which Way Is Life? Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
It is my honor to welcome Allison Carman onto the podcast today as a life coach, business consultant, and author. Allison Carman has developed the simple life philosophy called Maybe to help people deal with the uncertainty of life. She has successfully applied this philosophy to help her clients, who range from business professionals and owners of multi-million dollar companies to artists, actors, writers, attorneys, parents, the homeless, and now you. In her book, The Gift of Maybe, Finding Hope and Possibility in Uncertain Times, you're going to learn a simple yet powerful philosophy that has transformed Allison's life. And the message is this: in the face of uncertainty, maybe opens your mind and heart. It creates a little space for hope, and it allows you to take a deep breath, stay in the present, and forge your own path. Love it! Allison, so happy to talk with you today. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I'm a parent, and I'm an I used to be an attorney. But I don't practice any longer. So I think most of the time I spend either parenting or trying to save the world.
those are both equally challenging. I know. Allison, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Learn to embrace uncertainty.
Oh, that's so hard, though. How do you do that?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to recognize that most of us are addicted to certainty, that when we don't know, we project things are going to be bad or they're not going to work out. And I think that's the beginning, to see that this relationship with uncertainty is one of the biggest relationships in our lives. It dictates what job we're going to take, who we're willing to fall in love with, the risks that we're going to take, the amount of fear or worry we're going to tolerate in our lives. So for me, that was the beginning. The minute I realized that I was addicted to certainty was the beginning for me to try to change that. And everything in my life changed the day I heard this Taoist story. And I was always I was a big worrier. If everything was okay in my life in the moment, I was worrying about tomorrow. If things were bad for me in the moment, I projected it could never change or get better. And one day I heard this Taoist story about this farmer. Mm-hmm. And he had a horse, and his horse ran away. And his neighbor came by and said, "You have the worst luck." And the farmer said, "Maybe." And the next day, the horse came back with five mares. And the neighbor came by to the farmer and said, "You have the best luck." And the farmer says, "Maybe." And the next day, the farmer's son is on the horse. He falls off and breaks his leg. And the neighbor comes by and says, "You have the worst luck." And the farmer says, "Maybe." But the next day, the army comes to take his son to war, but they can't take him because his leg is broken. And the neighbor comes by to the farmer and says, "You have the best luck." And the farmer says, "Maybe." And in the Taoist tradition, it means things are neither good or bad. They just change. But for me, the minute I heard that story, I felt a pop in my chest. And I realized that in my life, I was always so worried that the horse was going to run away. I never realized that it could change again and he could come back and there could be more gifts along the way. And so this idea of maybe became this place of hope and possibility, where I started to look at uncertainty as not a place of doom and gloom, but a place where my life would change, where hope and possibility existed. So it's this one change, and it sounds so simple, but this mm-hmm. idea of maybe can take us from this really fearful place in our mind where we feel doomed and things won't change, to let us recognize that if we're not happy today, uncertainty is where our life's going to change. And if we could just shift that perspective and realize maybe whatever is happening is good, maybe it'll get better, maybe everything is still okay, it's really a mind shift that really changes our relationship with the most important thing in our life.
I think that is so relatable because I think a lot of us think that negative right away, and we all want certainty, and we worry that what is going to happen next is going to be bad. But as you say, parking your thoughts in a place called maybe, and you'll find out that there are different possibilities, and many of those possibilities are a positive outcome. So just by shifting your mindset to maybe, instead of going right to the dark side, that's a simple and easy way to deal with those negative thoughts that come rushing right in.
Right. Well, if you think about it, most of the time we suffer because we think we know. Isn't that an interesting statement?
Aha, that's a good statement.
Right. I know today what tomorrow is going to bring. So it's really the projection that's making us suffer. And the problem with a projection is projections are bottomless pits because it's a story we're writing about the future and it has no bottom. And so we could write the worst story about anything that's happening to us. But the minute we realize that there are two things, there's the moment and there's the projection. And what's so beautiful about maybe is it cuts the projection off. But the projection is a one-way story. Things are not going to work out. Things can never get better. I'm never going to be okay. But maybe challenges that story because it lets you see there's more than one way life could work out. So it cuts that one-way doomsday projection. And then all of a sudden you land in the moment. And when you're in the moment, that's where life is happening. And that's where we could cultivate our most strength and resilience for whatever we face in life. So maybe, again, this is great practice to cut off the future projections and be in the moment with more hope and possibility.
And you say the present or the moment is a true gift. And a lot of people, I don't think, reach that moment because, like you said, they've already got the script written. And the script is bad. So they never open their mind to goodness and a positive outcome then.
Right. And it's hard for people. I mean, if you're afraid of uncertainty, it's almost impossible to be a positive thinker. You could wake up in the morning and say, today is going to be a great day. I'm going to land this client I've been working on. My child's going to make the school play. I'm hopefully going to get that raise. But if you're afraid of the unknown, the minute things come your way that day that you didn't expect, you're going to lose the battle of positive and negative thinking. You don't get the client. Your child doesn't make the play. And all of a sudden, you're going to spin out and you're going to say, life's not going my way. But the truth is, we never know if it's going our way or not. And the minute we recognize that and we say, well, maybe it's still okay, and maybe I wasn't meant to get that client, and maybe I need to research more, and maybe I need to expand my marketing base, who knows? But if we're always in that place where we're willing not to judge everything that's happening to us, we are going to live a healthier life, a more expansive life. And then this idea of maybe allows us to hold the positive thoughts, but with less attachment, because we realize if this doesn't work out, maybe something else will. So I say maybe is hope without attachment. And that's a beautiful way to live.
And so I really love what you're saying because I think it's so simple and so easy to grasp onto and understand and apply to your own life. So the next time something happens, maybe this is a good thing. I'm not going to assume the worst. I'm not going to write the script that it's going to be bad. I'm going to keep myself open to whatever happens, and I'm hoping for the positive thing to happen, and I believe the positive thing is going to happen, and that drastically changes the way you look at life and go through everyday life. You know, this podcast is about trying to live a healthy life, trying to live an inspired life, and having that hope of mind, that positive outlook on mind. To me, that's real inspiration. That's when you're living a full life, not in that place of darkness and fear and those negative thoughts that bad things are going to happen.
And what I love about maybe, too, is it doesn't set up this fantasy life. Life can be tough sometimes, and that's okay. It's okay to feel anger. It's okay to feel fear. What happens to people is when they're feeling these emotions and then they're feeling doomed, these emotions have no place to go. And so we end up being angry about something for a long period of time or afraid about something, and then it could infiltrate other parts of our lives. And the beautiful thing about maybe is it's always there. So no matter what's happening in your life, even if you're going through a hard time, you're feeling angry or upset, over time it gives you a place to go because it makes you realize I'm not stuck. Even though this is a tough time, I'm not stuck because I know life will change. That's what's so beautiful about uncertainty. It guarantees us change. So we're never stuck. So that's what's so nice about maybe. So over time, you can glide from anger into maybe, fear into maybe, because eventually, as long as you're willing to recognize the fact that life always changes, and within change are good things too, you're going to shift eventually, and then life will open up again. That's what's so beautiful about life. It always opens up again. We just never know what's going to happen. And what's also beautiful about maybe is even during a difficult time, in the moment, you could ask yourself, maybe there's something else for me to experience in this moment other than this pain I'm feeling. So if you're feeling sick or you're out of work, there are still these little moments that we give up on because we're always waiting for the big surprise to happen or the big gain or the big job. But the moment also offers us little beautiful trinkets of little gifts every minute. So that's another thing about maybe too, reminds you to make the most out of your life no matter what's happening.
So there are little maybes, and as you were describing that, I was thinking you can kind of go from maybe to maybe. So something happens and you go, well, maybe this will work out. If it doesn't work out, you might go, well, this is my next maybe to get to me to what's next. Oh, that didn't work out. Well, maybe this time it's going to work out. So you go from maybe to maybe, and eventually it works out, and then you realize, geez, this whole journey wasn't too bad. It was okay.
You're so right. And also, it doesn't mean also that you don't set goals, because goals are beautiful. Where we get tripped up is we get really attached how the goal has to happen. Like again, you're starting a business, and you project the amount of income you're going to have at the end of the month or the amount of clients you're going to have. And sometimes if people don't meet that exact goal, they start to say it's not working out. But no, it's just, you know, you wrote that story about how it has to be. So with maybe, we're more flexible with our goals. I love goals. I set goals all the time, but I'm always flexible. And I always realize that the time I want it to happen might not be the time it's going to happen in. And sometimes maybe when I'm embracing it, I see I need to shift my goal a little bit. But it just allows us to kind of really achieve more things in life, because I see people give up too soon. I see people shut the doors too soon. They give up on ideas too soon because they're so worried. They're projecting everything out into the future. And often, you know, we can't know. We're not supposed to know. You know, it's funny, even about this book, if someone would have told me all the work I would have had to have done to get the book published and to promote the book on day one, I might have said, I'm not doing this. And I'm so happy I didn't know, because it's been such a beautiful journey. So we're not supposed to know everything. It would ruin the journey. And I think we wouldn't make the right decisions, because sometimes the wrong decision ends up being the right decision later on.
That's a tweetable moment, Allison. We're not supposed to know. We're not supposed to know, right?
Yeah.
And life is a journey.
Yeah,
right.
I'm so thankful I don't know. I there are things that have happened in my life, I think to myself, if I would have known everything, wow, I would have never started. And so people don't realize that this not knowing is the biggest gift of them all. Not knowing allows us to see how precious the moment is. And not knowing allows us to investigate and be curious about things that we might not have ever embarked on any of those journeys if someone would have told us the end. Not knowing is the most liberating place we can live.
The future is yet to be written, and if you approach it with that mindset, you know what? It's going to be a lot more enjoyable, because how boring would it be if I'm going to marry this person, I'm going to get this job, then I'm going to get that job, then I'm going to have two kids, and then this, and then this, and then it's over.
Yeah,
but that's pretty boring, right?
Yeah. The thing about certainty is the truth is, certainty makes us complacent, and we don't realize that. Certainty is what makes us boring, because we sit around and we say, I'm certain I'm going to be able to keep this job, and I'm certain about this, and it makes me feel better, so I'm just going to stay here. But often, the certainty just makes us complacent, and we don't really live our best lives, because we're so busy trying to keep, there's no safety anyhow, but we're so busy trying to keep everything safe, we never bother to really pursue our dreams. So uncertainty really is the place we all want to learn to hang out in. And this idea of maybe, it totally liberated me, because now I'm willing. See, it starts off that you look at uncertainty like, I don't know if I could do this. And you start to use the maybe practice. And the minute you're hanging out in the unknown, you're like, maybe this fearful thought's not true. And maybe I can make this happen. And maybe I need to give it another week. And all of a sudden, you start to see life change. And over time, I've seen people actually cultivate faith, which is just being comfortable with the unknown without even using the term maybe. So it's a really cool practice that actually leads to more freedom.
There is hope and uncertainty, as you say. Okay, so I'm sold. Help us get there. Is it just as easy as saying every time something comes at you, maybe, or are there steps that we need to take to adopt a life of maybe? Help us get there.
There's an exercise in the first chapter of the book, which I like the best for people who are new to maybe. And what you need to do is write your biggest fear down. I'm never going to get that job that I'm looking for. I'm never going to find someone to love me. My child's never going to be able to live on their own. Whatever at this moment is your biggest fear, write it down. And then you ask yourself, are you absolutely 100% certain that thought's true? And most of the time, again, we're just projecting our biggest fear into the future, and we're not clear that this is what's going to happen. And the minute you say, yeah, I'm not 100% certain, you start writing the maybe statements down. And first, they're very broad. My favorite maybe statement is, maybe everything is okay. Maybe things will get better. Maybe this is good, I just don't know it in the moment. And then start to write specific maybe statements down. If it's about a job, start saying to yourself, well, maybe I need to call my friend Frank, who's in the same industry as me. Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe I haven't sent enough resumes out. Maybe I need to rethink my goals. And if you do this for 20 minutes, you're going to feel in 20 minutes, you're going to feel lighter, because you went from this place where you were so positive, game over, I'm doomed, things aren't working out, and all of a sudden you're in this place. Even if your fear still exists, it lives within all these other possibilities. So all of a sudden you're going to see, I don't know, and maybe it could be different, and maybe there is hope. And you give somebody a little hope, and they're going to start shifting their mindset. I have seen miracles. I've seen people go from their darkest day to really create. I've seen people start businesses. I've seen people fall in love. I've seen children achieve things their parents never thought was possible. And it's our choice. If we embrace maybe, it's going to be a better journey. And I also think you're more likely to get where you want to go because you're allowing yourself to see the whole playing field. So there's more possibility, more opportunity, and if people will do that every day. And then after a while, once you get the hang of it, and you should also start to play with it, like with little things, like if you always go to the same place for lunch, you always go out with the same people. Right. Whatever it is, just try to embrace maybe every minute of the day, and eventually it becomes part of your mindset. And you'll just catch yourself when you lose the client or your boss isn't happy with you or you're fighting with your husband. That mindset will just keep loosening this hold, this hook we have on how we're viewing our lives. And it just opens us up and we just become more carefree, more joyous, and more available for everything.
And how liberating is that? We all need liberation, Allison.
We do. It is really liberated my life. And even, you know, we were talking before about even just the election. I know a lot of people are very afraid. Not everybody, but some people are very worried about what's going to happen. I think there are certain people, more than half the country, that were worried about things that Donald Trump said. And they hooked into the story that Hillary Clinton needs to win for everything to be okay, for us to be safe and secure. And November 8th, that story didn't happen. So a lot of people are projecting about what this all means, and they're writing these stories. And again, the projection gets so out of hand that you create a nuclear explosion in your own mind. And we have to remember that the only thing real is this moment. And based on what you heard in the past, you know if you need to act, if you want to join groups, if you want to become active. I mean, these are people who are not happy about how things turned out. And everything beyond this moment is a projection. So why go there? Because what you're going to do is you're going to lose your strength and resilience because you're writing the story of what's going to happen next. And maybe it'll be bad and it'll get good. Maybe everything won't be so bad. Maybe everything will still be okay. So it just lands you in the moment. And in this moment, you will find your greatest strength and your greatest resilience to do what you need to do to make the world a better place. So we have to remember that we just have to watch all the story writing because we weaken ourselves. And then we don't have the strength to do the things we really want to do in our lives for ourselves and for the world.
That is a great point to make right now, especially with the election. And I myself have caught myself doing that too, going, oh my God, who is sitting in the White House? Are you kidding me? This man has the nuclear codes. And I find myself going, oh, worrying about it. And then it's like, no, you know what? Don't assume the worst. Maybe this guy will turn out okay. Who knows? Maybe it'll be okay.
But
maybe.
But it's even more than that. We don't want to use maybe to become complacent. What we want to do is we want to say, yes, that's a possibility, but we want to use maybe to also make sure we're so present to act in this moment. Because there were things that many of us heard that we didn't like. So what we could do is say, I need to act now. See, when we're in the moment, we harness all our power. So if we keep projecting out, we're just going to keep getting knocked down by every wave that comes our way. So we have to watch that. Like, if you don't like the cabinet nominations or, you know, whatever you don't like, watch yourself. Like, Because then you start to go, you're like, wait a second. If I know he's nominated him, maybe I need to work on the environment today. Maybe I need to make sure that a pre-existing conditions still exist. Maybe I could sign a petition. But the thing we don't want to do is we don't want to project out this moment into the future. So we could act in the moment, but recognize, hey, I don't really know. And I'm not going to give, life is filled with hope and possibility. So even if this is a horrible 4 years, maybe it'll be better in 4 years. We don't know. And so what a lot of people are doing is they're getting so worried and they're getting weak. It's like Donald Trump's not giving his power away. Why are we giving our power away? So maybe it's a great practice to keep our power, to keep our resilience, and recognize, thank goodness we don't know. That should give us strength, right? It shouldn't make us weak. You could say, okay, well, my worst fear might not be true.
That's very good advice. Well, coming up, we get the high five from Allison Carmen. And if I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and more enjoyment. And Allison has just been dropping the value on you today. So if you could just jump over to iTunes and rate and review the show, leave comments, tell me what you're interested in, tell me what you want to hear more of. By doing that, we gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to help more and more people, which is the goal of this podcast. So if you could jump over to iTunes and give it a quick rating and review, I would really appreciate it. The High Five with Allison is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinette. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of, yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. Now think about our oceans today. Certainly not as clean as they used to be. Real Salt brand sea salt formed long before man-made pollution was a problem. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Allison Carmen. Allison, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one, can you employ maybe at any age?
Yes. I think that for children, it's the most powerful thing you can give your child because you don't want to tell your child nothing bad's ever going to happen in life because then they won't have the tools. But on the other hand, you don't want to tell your child the other thing either. So what you want to do is by letting our children be maybe thinkers, they're going to look at the world and be aware of the problems, be aware of what's happening, but say, maybe I could change that and maybe there's a solution. If we send kids out with that those ideas, I think the world will be a better place. They'll always have the strength and resilience to carry on, and we need some good generations to make changes in the world.
Question number two, knowing what you know now about life, what would you tell the 16-year-old Allison? What would you tell her today?
Stop worrying so much.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I just spend so much time in my life worrying and projecting that I didn't really enjoy a large part of my life. And also gratitude. I think that I also was not taught the practice of gratitude, and I think that along with maybe makes a whole life.
Maybe in gratitude, that is a good hookup right there. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
Question number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
Other than my book, I love the book by Sharon Salzberg called The Practice of Loving Kindness. I think it's a really beautiful book, especially now when there's so much going on in the world. A lot of people, they feel like in order to protect themselves, they have to close their hearts. But really, out of all times in the world, this is when we need to find the strength to keep our hearts open. And I think it's a beautiful practice. And I think it gives people the tools to stay whole and not fragmented within themselves. And within that wholeness, they will be able to open their hearts to others.
How true is that? And you're right about we need that now more than ever. And we'll put a link to that book in the show notes page at radiomd.com. Allison, question number four. Can you share with us a favorite quote of yours?
Maybe everything is okay. And I say that, I know we talked a lot about maybe, mm-hmm. but those little three words, they save me every day, because we don't realize how many times in the day we're just hooking into this thought that things are not working out or everything's not okay. And it's just those, when I say maybe everything's okay, it just makes me realize, wait a second, I wasn't present. I was floating into the future. I was thinking about the past. And so it just brings me back to the space I'm in with very clear thought and less fear. And it works for me every time.
All right, question number five. Throughout your life, I'm sure you've had a mentor or somebody that is very close to you or important in your life. What's the best piece of advice you were ever given?
25. Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I remember my uncle used to always tell me, and I didn't get it at the time. He used to say, Allison, he said, when worry helps, call me, and then I'll worry about it. But until then, I'm not going to worry about anything. And he was so clear, and it took me to find maybe to understand it. But he lived such a good life. He was so present. He lived until his 90s, and he was just always available and very calm, and he had all these beautiful interests, and he was just a beautiful man, and he didn't waste his life worrying.
That is beautiful. Allison, how can we connect with you? How can we learn more about you, website, all that kind of stuff?
My website is allisoncarmen.com, and I write a lot about self-help and spirituality and parenting. And I also write a lot often for Psychology Today and the Huffington Post. And my book, The Gift of Maybe, is available at all major bookstores, independent bookstores, and also online at amazon.com and other online retailers.
The Gift of Maybe, Finding Hope and Possibility in Uncertain Times. Allison, I have so enjoyed talking to you today. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on Which Way is Life.
Thank you for having me. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you again. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thanks again for listening to Which Way is Life. Remember to catch every episode. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can subscribe so you catch every episode. We publish a new episode every Monday and Thursday. And if I could ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And we want to help as many people as we can. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps us gain more visibility. So thank you. Just jump on over to iTunes. Take 30 seconds. I would appreciate it. Which Way is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me on Twitter, at Which Way is Life. Same thing on Facebook, at Which Way is Life. You can check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.